Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good. Stephen, Nate, Jake, how are you guys doing today?
Doing all right. Doing okay. As the Chiefs lose in overtime to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead, 37-31. Let's start from the beginning. What did the Patriots do to the Chiefs that allowed them to keep them scoreless? That seemed unthinkable that anyone would, any defense could keep the Chiefs scoreless for a half. How did they do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a combination of things. I just don't think the Chiefs handled their pressure very well in the first half. I don't think Mahomes played well in the first half. You know, if you had told me that not just the first half, but the whole game, Kelce and Hill were going to combine for four catches
right.
and 65 yards, I would have told you the Chiefs are going to lose by at least 20 points. And there were a lot of things like that in that game that just didn't add up. I mean, you sort of wonder, and I was wondering as the game went through, how the Chiefs were able to stay in the game. It was, some timely plays for sure, but... back to your original question, it was similar to what we saw from the Patriots in the first game between the teams. And that was the Chiefs' worst first half offensively until last night. So, Bill Belichick, hats off to him because he had it figured out, at least in both those first halves.
At the same time, and look, the offense, I was very, critical of the offense through the first half as well. They did come back and score 31 points in the second half.
Yep.
Shouldn't that be enough at home for them to be in the Super Bowl right now?
Yeah, it sure should. It sure should. And, we were all thinking the same thing during the coin toss, right? I mean, if the Chiefs lose this, it's over. I mean, there's a good chance they're not getting the ball back and or ever going to see the ball. And that's what it was. And, the NFL's MVP never got a chance in overtime, and that's the thing you're going to remember from this game, not Dee Ford's penalty or some really weird calls by the referees or some of these other things. You're going to remember that Pat Mahomes never got a chance in the overtime, and that to me was the true that's the thing, the lasting memory I'm going to have of this game is that he's over there on the sidelines trying to stay warm. And for nothing, it was just the Chiefs just could not get them off the field. It was just amazing how that was how 3 third-and-longs they converted on that drive, and sure enough, they never did get the ball back.
And so the defense giving up over 500 yards, and you mentioned that drive where it was just. It was a helpless feeling to watch Tom Brady march down the field. And like you said, 3 third-and-longs that the Chiefs couldn't get off the field. And you felt like if the Chiefs offense got the ball, they were going to put it in the end zone. Both those defenses were done stopping anyone. It was whoever won that coin flip, and the Patriots won it. And so now, of course, the same question will be asked this offseason as was asked last offseason. Do you think Bob Sutton will be retained as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, that's the next question for sure. And, I don't think Andy Reid has ever been close to making a move there. So, we'll see what comes down this time. I know a lot of people around the league think highly of Bob Sutton. So, but the results speak for themselves. And I think if you look at who the Chiefs have on defense, you don't expect this to be one of the great defenses in the league, but I still don't think it adds up. That I still think their players are better than the way they played in a lot of situations this year, and last night was one of them. I mean, you look at the pass rush, and there were some times that Brady was getting rid of the ball quickly. I mean, no doubt about it. But there were some times where he was standing back there, and the Chiefs just couldn't get a hand on him. I mean, I'm not sure, but it seems like the only time they even touched him last night was on that ridiculous penalty on Chris Jones, on that roughing the passer call. I mean, their pass rush really let him down at a key time. So, is that part of their game good enough? It wasn't in the biggest game of the season last night. So, a lot of questions for the Chiefs, most of them on defense, and they'll have to address these pretty quickly here.
We've been talking about some of the tough decisions they've got to make on the defensive side of the ball, and D. Ford had a breakout season when it comes to rushing the passer. He was a non-factor in yesterday's game. The only impact he seemed to make on the game was the penalty that really robbed the Chiefs of going to the Super Bowl. But do you think the Chiefs, do they franchise him? Do they have to keep him? What do you think they do with both, I guess, defensive end or outside linebacker positions in D. Ford and Justin Houston?
Yeah, some tough decisions here, and that's one of them. I just don't think you can afford to let a good player go when he should be heading into the prime of his career. D. Ford's 27. I mean, it would be a shame to see him go on to be a productive player for some other team, you know, and somebody will snap him up in a heartbeat. So, I think that's the that's the way to go with him, is either try to sign him up to a long-term deal or use the franchise tag on him. And then that begs the question, what do you do with Justin Houston? I mean, the Chiefs have drafted two outside linebackers in the second round in the last 2 years, kind of with the idea that they were going to have to replace at least one of those two guys. And that doesn't mean they have to, but Justin Houston's pretty expensive. I still think he's a productive player. I still think he's worth the money, but that doesn't mean the Chiefs are going to feel that way. So, that's sort of job one there is what to do with those guys. I think there's a decision on both of them, not just on D. Ford.
Adam Teichler from ESPN is our guest. Adam, as the Chiefs took the football with, 32 seconds left in the game, down three, Mahomes hits Spencer Ware for a 21-yard gain, and then hits DeMarcus Robinson with a 27-yard gain, and the Patriots' defense was reeling. They had the ball first and 10 at the 21, 16 seconds left. What did you think of their approach from that point and then ultimately settling for a field goal instead of a chance maybe to win the game and end it right there and not go to overtime?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, the thing to do would have been the thing to do would be to score a touchdown there. Then you're not subject to the whims of a coin toss, but a couple things. The Chiefs were out of timeouts. They couldn't take a sack. I mean, they certainly couldn't have an incomplete pass or a complete pass in the field of play where they didn't score a touchdown, didn't get out of bounds. And if you looked at how the Patriots were setting up their defense, I mean, that was a real picket fence there. I mean, it was going to be tough to get that ball into the end zone. I don't really see how the Chiefs were going to get that done. I mean, the Patriots basically had eight defenders inside about the 10-yard line, and most of those guys were in the end zone. So it really wasn't going to happen. And, it would have been a great thing for the Chiefs to do to get that score there. But I realistically, it just wasn't going to happen. And they couldn't take the chance on throwing something underneath and trying to get the clock stopped. I mean, they were a little bit between the rock and a hard place. If they'd had a little bit more time, I think they probably would have scored that touchdown. But as it was, I think that was the right way for them to go.
Do you think there's any regret in terms of playing Eric Berry in this game?
Yeah, I don't know about regret in playing him. Regret in how this all came about. I mean, this was just one of the weirder things that I can remember injury-wise, because it really caught the Chiefs off guard. I mean, if they had thought that he was going to miss the first 13 games of the season, the Chiefs certainly would have put him on IR and just dealt with it later in the year. And then, he came back and then had the setback again. And it was just one of those things that it was weird right from the start. And, yeah, I mean, would you rather have, maybe Eric Murray or Jordan Lucas out there? Maybe they would have played better than Eric Berry did last night. It's hard to say, but, I think that's sort of revisionist history now. I think everybody wanted him out there and thought he could make a difference out there, and it just didn't happen.
How would you describe the mood in the locker room after the game?
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly an awareness of a blown opportunity, no doubt about it. I mean, going from locker to locker, guys were, doing what they do in these types of games. Hey, we could have had this one. We could have got it done. And, But there's also an awareness that this is not the end. I mean, this was not their one shot. I mean, if the Chiefs are smart, they'll be back again. You know, but you can't, you know, you can't count on that. You can't say, well, you know, we'll get them next year and feel like that's a given. I mean, you know, you got to take advantage of these opportunities sooner or later. And, you know, the Chiefs have lost under Andy Reid 5 playoff games, and two of them were by 1 point. One of them was by 2 points. And then one of them they lost in overtime. So sooner or later, you have to finish the job, you know. And sooner or later, these chances, you're going to look back and you're going to say, whoa, we didn't make the most of Pat Mahomes' time. I mean, I know it's real early and he's going to be around for a while. And I still feel like the Chiefs are going to get some things done. But, you know, with him, at least one time, they didn't get it done in these close games. And, you know, some point they have to figure out a way.
Do you think that there's something in particular that Andy Reid's been missing? We've been talking about the quarterback until this year, but all these close losses in the playoffs that you just referenced?
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint. I mean, there's been, you know, some times where you wonder about the clock management and all that, and, you know, there's all these things you can look at. You know, one thing I really didn't like that he did last night was toward the end of the first half. You know, Patriots had the ball up 7-0, and it looks like they were willing to kind of punt the ball back to the Chiefs. The Chiefs had, it was the third down, and Chiefs called a timeout with like 1:10 left, and the Patriots got the first down and went on to score that touchdown. I thought the Chiefs should have waited till fourth down to call that timeout, because, you know, that left the Patriots enough time to score that touchdown at the end of the first half. And, you know, I thought that was the one thing he did. But, you know, in a game where you can point to so many things, and not just this game, but go back to the Tennessee game last year and the Pittsburgh game 2 years ago, and that Indianapolis game a few years ago in the playoffs, you know, if any of several plays go the other way, you know, the Chiefs win the game. So, I mean, it's hard to fault the head coach for that.
You know, Adam, you said earlier that more than any other thing, you'll remember the image of Patrick Mahomes standing on the sideline helplessly in overtime, and that maybe people won't remember the, you know, the offsides call against D. Ford. That's going to be the play that stands out to me forever. I mean, that is the one moment in time where I actually thought for a brief second that the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl, until we saw that there was a flag on the field. And I think it's somewhat almost poetic that the team that, I mean, penalties were a problem for this team all year, and a lot of them were mental mistake type penalties. They've got to address that going into next season, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that was a problem, and you thought maybe they had that fixed the last couple of weeks because they really cut down on their number of penalties. But, you know, not last night. And, you know, some of them were, at best, questionable calls. And I'm talking about that Chris Jones roughing the passer call, mm-hmm. and all that. But, you know, the D. Ford penalty was beyond question. I mean, he was lined up offside. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, that's just something that, you know, that's one of those mistakes that, you know, you can live with, something that happens during the course of a play, but not something where, I mean, that's so easily correctable, lining up on the right side of the ball. And on the biggest play of the game, Chiefs only had 10 guys doing that.
And so my lasting memory, my takeaway from this game, and of course I'll be accused of being overly optimistic, but this quarterback that was the MVP this year, that had 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady and a couple of times had the season on his shoulders on the line and drove down and put the ball in the end zone in the fourth quarter against a Bill Belichick coach defense and came through multiple times and look, just didn't get the effing ball in overtime. And I don't think anyone out there has any – I mean, I'm pretty damn confident if they get the ball in overtime – then we're talking about the Chiefs winning this football game. And Adam, I don't think it's blind optimism to feel like this team's headed in the right direction after getting over that divisional round hump and getting to the AFC Championship game. It's still bitterly disappointing and a missed opportunity, But this isn't like all those other losses when the Chiefs had to have the debate, who's going to be the quarterback next year? Can this quarterback be good enough to take them to the Super Bowl? We know this quarterback is good enough to get them to the Super Bowl. They just have to fix some things around him.
Yeah. And I agree with you 100% that there's reason for optimism. And there's no doubt about that. And you're right. Going into an offseason, the Chiefs have more reason to feel good about their not only their short-term future, but their long-term future than they have in maybe ever. So I agree with you 100% there. But there's also a danger in assuming this is going to happen again. I mean, you know, there have been great quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, who you know got to a Super Bowl early in their career, and then it never happened for them again, despite some assumptions that, he's going to win a few of these. You know, Chiefs have to make the right decisions. They need to be smart about how they surround him and what they do to take care of him. But you're right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with your premise. I mean, it does. There's plenty of room for optimism here, and I think the Chiefs are smart enough to maximize their quarterback. So I do think there'll be a Super Bowl or more than one Super Bowl in the future here, but it's not automatic. I mean, they've got to be smart.
So, Adam, if some changes are made on the coaching staff, et cetera, how soon can we expect movement on those things? Is it going to take a while? What do you think the offseason starts to look like now?
No, I would think it would happen sooner rather than later. You know, maybe shortly after the Super Bowl, you know, that kind of thing. Andy Reid's been kind of a patient guy with his staff, and he hasn't made many changes other than the ones that have been made for him by guys leaving for head coaching jobs. So there's been a couple, but not a lot. So I don't know. I don't know that what he would have seen this year that he hasn't seen before that would let him to make a change. So, but that doesn't mean there won't be some things going on soon here with the coaching staff.
Adam, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, guys.
That is Adam Teicher from ESPN. Back after this on WHB.